and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 89. 89 and feeling fine. I'm sorry, not sorry, because I feel like I do this every time there's a 9, and I just can't help it. It just makes you feel good, right? Like, I don't know, it does for me. So anyhow, hi, welcome to the episode. For those of you who don't know or didn't know or whatever, I did an interview with Kevin on Where the Weird Ones Are podcast, and that was episode 91, so go check that out. But he sent me a story that will probably blow your mind because it blew mine, and I am just so ready to get into this episode today. And you're also going to learn about a mythical creature today too, so let's go ahead and dive in. It's
lesson time.
Today's mythical creature is the Minotaur. Step into the labyrinth of the Minotaur, the half-human, half-bull creature. These mythical creatures, in human form, from Greek mythology, symbolize vitality, power, and self-reflection. Be ready to face your fears and emotional conflicts head-on. Take a good hard look in the mirror and find ways to overcome the obstacles you've been avoiding. Don't hold back. Let go of the fear and embrace the unknown. Life's a great adventure waiting for you to explore. So there you have it. I don't know if this means anything in anybody's life, but if it does, let me know. And we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from Kevin on Where the Weird Ones Are podcast.
It was a beautiful morning. The snow bright white, barely blanketing the ground, when my sister eagerly ran up to me with a huge smile on her face. I peered at her from behind the bowl that I had my cereal in. Wanna go outside? Can I finish my breakfast? As I pushed my glasses back onto my face. I was 10 years old at this time, and my sister is a year and a half younger. I never told her back then how much I enjoyed playing with her. She ran off giggling while I finished my breakfast. Afterwards, I got myself dressed and went out into the living room and asked my mother if we could go outside. Yes, but don't go too far as we have to leave soon. My sister and I quickly got dressed and ran out the door. We jumped on our bicycles and rode up and down the street. The snow didn't collect on the roadway, just the cold, bare ground. I saw squirrel tracks on the other side of our neighbor's house and jumped off my bike, yelling to my sister, "There's an alien in the woods." She shrieked, "Really?" She asked like it would be true. Let's go get him, I said as I used my fingers to form a gun. She pulled up next to my bike and laid hers next to mine. Together we walked into the woods, following the squirrel tracks. We approached a small creek that I always played in the warmer months, playing with frogs and finding frog eggs and watching them form into tadpoles and then eventually frogs. The tracks came to an abrupt stop in front of a tree. Obviously, the squirrel went up the tree, but we pretended like the alien might have flown, so we started looking up. Just then, my vision went blurry, and I saw a tint of blue. And just like that, the snow was gone. The air seemed warmer, and just in front of me, about 10 feet, was a small village of mushroom people. They all seemed to be grabbing sticks to stoke a fire that was in the center of the village. Small mushroom huts were all around them, with some going up the trees. They all stopped and turned to look at me, although I didn't see any eyes. They look like mushrooms. but they were walking around like they were people. Then I got a tap on the back of my head. My head whips forward and my glasses fall off my face. I felt something on my shoulder, so I turned my head to see what it was. Another mushroom. Just as my eyes adjust to see him, he telepathically says, "You don't need those." "My glasses?" I asked. "Yes," he replied. And like the flip of a switch, he was gone, and my sister was standing there staring at me. "What's wrong?" she asks. "My glasses fell." She gasped and rushed over as I dropped to the ground to feel around for them. Then I heard a crunch. My sister stepped on my glasses. I went from being eager to tell her about the experience that I just had to panic. I picked them up and ran home. Crying hysterically, I told my mom about my glasses, and she says, "Well, you have an appointment next week. I'm not going to rush out and get you another pair just in case your prescription changes." The frantic state of my mind completely pushed the mushroom people out of my mind. The following week, we went to the eye doctor, did all the usual tests, and I'm sitting in the chair when he looks at the results. Then he looks at my mother. He turns to me and says, Your eyes are 20/20. What? My mother asked. His vision has improved a lot. He then looked at me and said, I would just wear them for reading and watching TV, but I'd say wearing them has helped you out. This story has always made me feel crazy, but I will say, I haven't needed glasses ever since. So with that, I just have to say, where the hell are my mushroom people? Because I'm freaking super blind. Like, excuse me, I don't want to wear my contacts anymore, but like, can we just talk about besides that, mushroom people? Guys, I've literally never heard a story like this before. And the fact that like, when Kevin told me this story, I was in like shock and awe. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm rereading the story still, quite frankly, in shock and awe. And I'm just like, my brain still cannot wrap around the idea of the story. It's just crazy in a good way. And I need to know how many other stories are out there that are like this, because there has to be more, right? Like, surely there have to be more people that have had things like this out there happen to them. But I don't think they're open enough to talk about it, which like, you totally should, because even though it seems super freaking crazy and just like not realistic, I don't know, man, it's really cool to me. I really enjoy this one. I still to this day don't have many words for it other than, where is my mushroom person? That's really all I have to say. My mind is just too blown. It's too blown. And I mean, do you have a story like this? Because God, I want to know. But anyhow, we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from GreatCut2840 on Reddit.
I saw a green glowing orb in my bedroom back in 2010. I was 16 at the time, and I was lying in the top bunk of my bed, praying when it appeared. I could see it through my eyelids. I opened my eyes and saw the green orb hovering eye level about 6 feet away from me. I rubbed my eyes to make sure they were not playing tricks on me, and I pinched myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. Once I realized I was definitely awake and that this thing was there, I was terrified. I went back to praying, asking for protection. And as soon as I did, I felt a sense of peace. The orb moved into the hallway where it seemed to expand and completely illuminate the hallway. then it disappeared. I laid in bed, wide awake, for what seemed like a long time, until my dad came home. I told him what I had witnessed, not sure if he believed me or not. This experience sounds so insane that I rarely tell anyone for fear that they will think I'm a lunatic. However, I know what I saw, and I've been looking for answers as to what it is ever since. The only physical phenomenon remotely similar is ball lightning. I have my doubts about it being that, though. I wanted to know if anyone has ever witnessed anything like this, and if you were able to determine what it was. My first thought was ball lightning. However, I'm pretty sure that only happens outside. Granted, I am not super knowledgeable in that area either. And the fact that it was green, I don't think it was ball lightning, but also just the fact that it was in your house. The fact that it was inside your house, I really do not think that it was ball lightning. I don't know what it was. I've had one other story that I can think of off the top of my head that had a floating orb in it, and I think it was blue, and it flew from this person's, I think, kitchen to like out the front door, or maybe I've had two different stories. But one of them I'm thinking of was blue, and I think it went out the front door. But either way, I think it's possible to say that this was paranormal because I don't know if it was lightning inside your house. That's just, first of all, why is it not shocking you? I guess I really need to understand more about ball lightning, but it just doesn't seem right. And the more that I say ball lightning too, it kind of sounds funny. So I'm going to stop saying that. But anyhow, I've had other stories, like I said, that have had floating orbs of light in it. And what do you guys think? Have you heard of something like this before? Do you have any ideas as to what this could be? Do you guys have any stories like either story today or any paranormal story in general? Let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.